All right, the Major League Baseball season is over next Sunday. For gosh sakes, half of these teams have been toe-tagged for a month and a half. We've had a very top-heavy Major League Baseball season. And joining us now, Kyle Glazer from Baseball America, joining us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle, all these, we could have the Twins still win 100. We could have the Braves still win 100. The Dodgers will win 100, so we're already going to have the Dodgers, the Astros, and the Yankees are already there. I mean, is this good for baseball?
I mean, there's no question there's become a huge separation between the top and the bottom. I don't think anyone's ever going to complain when you have some great teams playing some great baseball. I think maybe the problem is you look at the other end of the standings, and there's a very real chance Major League Baseball is going to have two 110-loss teams and four 100-loss teams, which would both tie the record. Those have happened once each, really since baseball expanded back in 1969 when the Padres and Expos came in. So I think that there's definitely probably, you know, some course correction that needs to happen so that you don't have teams that are so, so good and teams so, so bad. There's got to be some meeting in the middle.
I mean, they're guaranteed to have that. I mean, if the Royals lose one more game, they're in the 100-loss club, so you're already going to have four there, which to me is truly incredible. It's shocking. It's almost as incredible as the fact that the Nationals will be better than last year. The Mets will be better than last year. The Phillies will be better than last year in the win column. But the Braves are already improved by six games off of a 90-win season. I'm shocked because I expected all those teams to be better, but I expected a pennant race in the National League East, and the Braves have just once again swamped the competition.
One of the things the Braves did was they were really, really good about being active, about fixing their team during the season. I mean, that bullpen was an absolute mess. You go back into May and seeing what it was. They were aggressive. They brought up guys like Tuki Toussaint, Jacob Webb. They brought in Jerry Blevins and Anthony Swarzak. Then at the deadline, they move and go get Chris Martin and Mark Melanson and Shane Green. I think you have to give the Braves credit here. They came in with a really, really good team. I remember Braves fans were angry about their offseason, as if signing Josh Donaldson was a bad thing when he's still a really good player. He just needed to get healthy. But give the Braves credit for aggressively upgrading their team and the weak point of their team during the season, I should say. I think almost better than any other team in baseball. I think they're better positioned in the postseason for it. They didn't just do it to win a division. I think this is a real World Series contender. If there's one team in the NL that can knock off the Dodgers, it's the Braves because they have a good bullpen and the Dodgers don't.
Okay, does that mean, though, that they will have a distinct advantage over the Cardinals? Because that's a team playing really good ball, even though they're a very mediocre road team.
And I'm glad you brought that up. You look at that Cardinals lineup 1-9, even though a lot of guys haven't had the kind of seasons you'd want, they're still dangerous. And, you know, even you can extend to the Nationals with their pitching staff. I mean, the National League is really good this year. The playoff field, obviously it's not set yet, but the teams we know that are going to be in, there's a path for all of them to get to the World Series. And, you know, the Astros, as long as they make it, are going to be favored over all of them. But it's not completely crazy to suggest two of those teams can knock the Astros off if things break their way.
Tell me about the Astros. Why are they so complete? Because we got an Astros team with 101 wins. We got a Dodger team with 99, a Yankee team with 101. Why would it seems like everybody that I hear tells me, oh, it's the Astros. They're the favorites, if not in some people's minds, the prohibitive favorites.
Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, Zach Greinke. Oh, and by the way, the best offense of any of those teams you just named.
There you go.
I mean, that does the trick. And look, there is a weak point there where, you know, the fourth starter spot is an issue. And once you get to like an ALCS, that is going to be prohibitive a little bit. And World Series, especially if you get into a long series. And the bullpen has its flaws. There's no question this is not like the perfect team top to bottom. But when you have three starters like that and an offense like that, you're going to be favored you know, almost every game you play. And that's a credit to the Astros for the team they've built, both, you know, through homegrown development and trades.
It's the Dodgers. Do you think they were a little bit bored this year? Because at some point, you know, they're going to get their 100th win here, but it seems at times there's almost been a little bit of sleepwalking.
I think especially the last few weeks, they kind of admitted as much that right now they're just kind of doing things to see what works in the postseason. I was actually at the Dodgers-Rockies game a couple nights ago where Kenley Jansen blew another save. But, you know, where they were putting guys positioning on the field was basically, let's just throw stuff against a wall, see if it works, and maybe it might be something we want to do in the postseason. I mean, they're in full, let's see what works mode, and, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll be able to, you know, bring it back up come the start of the postseason. But they've done this before. I remember 2 years ago they had a really bad slump in early September. People were freaking out. But if you looked at it, they were kind of playing the JV team. And then about a week before the season, they put all the starters back in. They were ready to go and made it to the 2017 World Series.
Tell me about the more disappointing season, the Red Sox or the Phillies?
I think probably the Phillies. You know, the Red Sox is disappointing, but again, I think the expectations were a little crazy because we see it every year. Teams who have these great deep World Series runs, it just takes a toll on your pitching. I mean, that's what you have to do to win a World Series is, you know, use your pitchers to the extreme. It's not a huge shock that David Price or Rick Porcello and a lot of that staff kind of took a step backwards. And again, it was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. The Red Sox did the right thing. Chris Sale throw in there as well. And you knew that the Rays and Yankees were going to be a force to be reckoned with. The Phillies, I think it's disappointment just because they did so much this offseason to fortify their team. But, John, I was with you before the season. We talked about it.
Yep.
You know, we at Baseball America still picked him in third place, and the big thing was we don't know if Gabe Kapler is going to be better than he was. And there's
he wasn't. Spoiler alert.
Management.
Spoiler alert, he wasn't.
There's
he was
a lot
terrible.
Of bullpen mismanagement. It's still happening.
You know, three times in September he didn't have a reliever warming up. Three times in his second season in September, he didn't have the proper arm warming up. I can't get over it.
Yeah, and again, you know, we talk so much about, you bring in all the free agents, but so often we see the team that went the offseason doesn't actually win during the season, and there's things like, you know, the manager, and, you know, you can't predict injuries, but I think you wanted to see some improvement in year two on the managerial side, and it didn't happen to the point necessary to overtake a team like, you know, the Braves and the Nats. That's why, again, I remember talking to you before the season and said, I think you kind of have to give it to the Braves because you know Brian Snicker is a good manager. Everyone else in that division, you didn't really know that yet. And you know, I think that's something that definitely helped the Braves throughout the course of the season.
I can't wait for the postseason to get here. Honestly, I've been waiting for it for like 6 weeks. So, Kyle, look forward to following your coverage. Kyle Glazer from Baseball America. Thanks for your time today, buddy.
My pleasure. Anytime, John.